2CH.
Home cooking,
and now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Do you mind if I complain about your buffalo mozzarella?
What's your complaint?
No flavour.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I actually love it. I love its milkiness and its texture. I know you find it very plain and that you find it boring.
Absolutely.
It is actually considered a delicacy. It's made from buffalo milk, and the company who are making it in Sydney, Pisanella, they actually get their buffalo milk from up near on the Atherton Tablelands near Cairns, long way north. It used to come from Victoria. But this is really a beautiful cheese. When you cut it, it just oozes all this beautiful buttermilk. So one way to serve it, I came across the other night at Jamie's Italian, you know, to give it more flavour if that's what you want. He calls it the world's sexiest salad, and he serves it with rosemary roasted peaches, San Daniele prosciutto and some rocket, and a dressing made with olive oil and lemon juice. Absolutely divine. I loved it. But you can also just do it in the typical way that they do in Italy, which is it's called insalata caprese. It comes from the island of Capri. They slice the mozzarella because the mozzarella comes from Naples, which is sort of just near the Isle of Capri. And then they layer it with fresh vine-ripened tomatoes and basil leaves and then drizzle really good quality olive oil over the top. I think you know that one.
Okay, now my defence for not having a subtle palate is my
mum's...
Oh,
mum's, I know. You're going to blame your poor mother. She's always being blamed.
Or Dame Edna. As Dame Edna said every Sunday night, everything was grey. Boiled carrots, grey soup, yes.
Well, you couldn't get anything more pure white than this beautiful, creamy mozzarella di bufala, as they call it in Italy.
Highly recommended for those with a sensitive palate.
Yes.
Now, how about your cook's garden? Should we give that a plug because it's coming up
to
Christmas?
One thing I was going to tell you, I'm just about to redo my vegetable patch. It's sort of in a sunken area of my garden at the moment, and we're going to put in a raised bed. You know, all the community vegetable gardens are using the railway sleepers now, and they build these raised beds. It means I don't have to bend over so much and get a sore back. So I'm really looking forward to doing that. We're going to do that this week, and I'm going to start planting it out with tomatoes and eggplants and basil, all the lovely summer vegetables that are coming up.
Great idea.
Mm.
Now,
mm.
The cook's garden is available at your local record store. No. Your local bookshop.
At your local bookshop, or you can actually get it online. If you go to my webpage, across the top of my webpage is the banner, The Cook's Garden, and you just press on that and it takes you straight directly to the link from New Holland Publishers. It's a very good, well-priced book, $49.95, because there's a lot in it. Let me tell you, it was a lot of work.
Okay. I'm sure it was. It's a beautiful book, yeah, I have to say.
And beautiful photographs in it by Andrew Payne as well.
Now, before I ask you for your recipe, do you have anything else you want to mention?
Well, actually, the recipe today is, in fact, using some of those beautiful summer vegetables, tomatoes, cucumbers. It's for gazpacho. And it comes from a new book by Ferran Adrià. He is the fellow who ran El Bulli in Spain. You know, he did all those extraordinary creations with foams and jellies and clouds and frozen powders. And when his first book came out, it was called El Bulli, 1998 to 2002. It weighed 5 kilos and cost $325 and really was just for chefs. But he just put out this new one called At Home with Ferran Adrià. It's called The Family Meal, and there are 31 different menus in it. And so I've given you a recipe today for the gazpacho, and he follows that by a cuttlefish ink rice dish, which I think is actually a bit too complicated for the home cook, and then a very simple chocolate bread recipe.
So what is your recipe?
The recipe I've used from his book today is called gazpacho.
And that's in detail on?
That's the lovely cold summer soup, and it's on sheridanrogers.com.au, and you'll also find info there about the cook's garden.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.